advise you, however, to work it out.
104.5 WSNX presents The Beatdown.
You work it out.
Grand Rapids number one mix show.
I know this sounds rather incredible.
Every day at 5, they get you home on the beat.
The Beatdown.
Spin it up, baby.
104.5 WSNX, Muskegon, Grand Rapids.
The Beatdown this time around brought to you by Modernistic for carpet, upholstery, air duct cleaning, and all of that. Make sure you get a hold of Modernistic online, modernistic.com. It is the Beatdown as we roll commercial free. It's 104.5 SNX, EOB, and DJ Antonio.
Playing non-stop hits for your ride home. You're in the mix with West Michigan's very own DJ Antonio, The Beatdown on 104.5 SNX.
I be everywhere, everybody know me.
Playing non-stop hits for your ride home. You're in the mix with West Michigan's very own DJ Antonio, The Beatdown on 104.5 SNX. 104.5 SNX.
Did you hear what happened on the morning after?
Talking about the celebrity phone hack, and Antonio's now worried about some of his pictures.
I work for a cellular company, and if he traded in his phone, they're supposed to wipe his phone right there with them.
So he doesn't have to worry about that. What about the pictures, though, that are already on the iCloud?
I mean, hey. If you're worried about those kind of pics, you shouldn't be taking them.
Wake up weekdays 5:30 to 10 with 104.5 SNX.
Favorite artists.
App.
104.5 SNX.
Find us on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. I need to go to Facebook Rehab.
At 104.5 SNX.
The official trailer for Mockingjay Part 1 online at 104.5SNX.com. If you've not seen it, The Beatdown continues commercial-free. Brought to you by Modernistic with DJ Antonio and myself, COB. On 104.5 SNX.
You're in the mix with the only station that plays back-to-back hits for your ride home. The Beatdown on 104.5 SNX.
All the hits for your drive home.
The Beatdown on 104.5 SNX. What would I do without your smile? 104.5 SNX. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Members of the public.
Ooh, that's scary. That's
pretty freaky, scary. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Police carried out the pre-dawn raids in Sydney yesterday after receiving intelligence that a senior Islamic State member was urging supporters in Australia to carry out demonstration killings. Prime Minister Tony Abbott told reporters that 15 people were detained in the raid. And apparently all these guys had plans to just go out in public, kidnap random people in the public, and cut their heads off. That's pretty weird, isn't it? 800 officers in 12 suburbs carried out the raid in northwest Sydney. Colvin explained that the operation is, quote, very much about police disrupting the potential for violence against the Australian community at the earliest possible opportunity. So, glad to see that they're catching them.
Yeah.
But this is getting a little weird.
It's getting very weird.
Yeah.
Try that in America. Try that out, like, run into people like Ted Nugent. Try and behead Ted Nugent, see what happens to you.
I think you might be surprised at how easy it is.
You think?
Yeah. I do.
Depends on who they target.
Well,
you know what I mean? Are they going to target
random
person?
People? Yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to look for like elderly women or, you know?
I think it could just be anybody, which makes it even freakier.
You're in the parking lot at the mall walking to your car and your van pulls up and off you go.
Yep.
Could happen.
Crazy.
Hopefully not. And hopefully it's overblown, you know, typically in the media. And
yeah.
It's really not, you know, as it appears to be. The brilliant part of terrorism, no matter whether you do it or not, if you say you're going to do it, you're already winning.
I know.
That's the whole point of it.
Did see a report that French planes took out an airstrike on ISIS yesterday. French planes! Which is amazing to me.
I know.
You know, that in and of itself is a pretty big deal there, man. Yeah. Good. Multinational here.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what Obama's trying to get together there. The coalition.
Well, please do.
Good versus evil.
Feel free. So, Australians, good on you, mate.